Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for news headlines with Molly on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. This weather alert update is brought to you by Exarvin ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. High of 89 degrees. Sunshine is expected throughout the day and the weekend. Saturday, hot and sunny with a 90-degree high in the forecast. And then Sunday, once again, another hot, sunny day, 91 expected. Right now, 70 degrees. Stay connected with the 3 News Now Weather Alert Team, the team, technology, and experience to keep you safe and informed. It's 6:06. Here are your news headlines. Well, it's clear skies for Offutt Air Show's Defenders of Freedom Air Show that's going on this weekend. One of the show's main attractions got into town yesterday. Air Force's top fighter jets, the F-35 and the F-22 fighter jets.
Pretty sweet. So F-22's been here before, but I don't think we've ever had an F-35.
First time for that.
Which is a stealth strike attack fighter. It's pretty sweet. Last time F-22 was here, the guys able to do tricks with it that I've never seen a plane be able to do.
Oh, really? Okay.
It had so much lift, the guy was able to make an F-22 hover, which is, you just have to see it.
Okay.
And what's amazing is it wasn't a hovercraft. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen a Harrier.
Yeah.
They used to have these nozzles so they could hover.
The F-22
just has so much power in its engine that
and there's a guy speaking over the PA. Now, watch what he does right now.
Wow.
And the guy just went straight up in the air until he ran out of speed, and then he went backwards in the sky.
That's awesome.
And then hovered.
Really?
Oh, and they're making a big deal. They're like, dude, this isn't a hovercraft. The guy's such a good pilot, and it has so much power. He can just... Anyway.
Wouldn't that be awesome? All right, so when does the air show start? It starts today?
9 to 5 tomorrow on Sunday.
Okay.
Saturday and Sunday.
Not today.
Oh, yeah.
Flying will start at noon. Should be wrapped by 4. So if you're going there to see the flying, noon is the start time. But gates open at 8 a.m. both days.
And there's a MiG. There's a little old school MiG that gets up. Wouldn't that be cool if they shot down the MiG?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
You can go to offutairshow.com for more information, but they're expecting about 150,000 people.
I'd be
it's
like
been 2 years.
The night before every air show, I'd always be going up to that MiG pilot in the bar. Being like, I'm shooting you down tomorrow, man.
Nine. You wish.
And then you do it. I mean, play up the whole USA versus Russia thing.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so this weekend, if you're looking for something to do, I think it's going to be fun. We used to bike our bike to the trail because it goes right over the trail out there, and then and just sit there and watch it. So yeah, get out there, people.
Oh, it's unbelievable the pure power of those machines. It's amazing that something that you just look at it, you're like, that flies. That's like unbelievable.
Go look at your tax dollars at work.
Right. Celebration. Defenders of Freedom.
All right, what else we got?
Nebraska Department of Corrections is responding to the drug manufacturer who's made a legal request that Nebraska not use its products Tuesday during the scheduled execution of convicted killer Carrie Dean Moore. And now the prison's director, Scott Frakes, he's piping in. He says the affidavit filed... Basically, he's like, we did not get the drugs fraudulently, as the manufacturer has claimed. But he said that the delay in the scheduled execution could likely turn Moore's death sentence into a life sentence because the disputed drugs...
It expires August 31st.
Yep.
So they got to do it now.
All right, get it done.
So no matter what, even if there's a protest or no protest,
get it done.
That's the reason why the execution date is where it's at. They had to hurry up and shoehorn it in before
the drugs expire. So a judge...
We don't want to kill someone with bad drugs. That would... The drugs would be bad. It would be unhealthy to kill someone with expired drugs.
The whole thing is so ghoulish and weird.
That's the weird thing on death row. Is once you're on death row, they have to super take care of you because they got to keep you alive.
To kill you.
So they can kill you.
Yeah.
Do you remember the deal back in the day? One of the famous cases was whatever state still used the hanging, the noose.
Yes.
This is like 70s and 80s. And the guy on death row, they said they deemed that he was too fat to hang.
Oh,
so they had to put him on a diet.
That's
stop it. He would lose enough weight.
Dad'd be like,
how are you motivated at that point? It's hard enough to lose weight, but how is it hard when the motivation is like, dude, you're so close to dropping 10 pounds, and then we can kill you.
Right, get on that treadmill.
Yelled at by your trainer.
Oh,
you know what? I don't see any gains here, Keith. You're just sitting there eating a ho-ho.
All right, so I guess we'll know today.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah,
I'm not making any gains.
Exactly.
I'm not.
All right, so today this afternoon they decide, right? Is that the deal?
A judge will.
Good, then it's over. All right.
Then we'll figure out whether or not it can move forward or not. Plans for a U.S. Space Force taken off. The vice president made his pitch at the Pentagon yesterday, claiming that the U.S., we need to dominate space. He calls the president's plan for a Space Force essential to the nation's security. This would be the sixth branch of the military. We haven't added a new branch since 1947 when we added the Air Force.
Yeah, I guess we can get rid of one of them. How about getting rid of the Coast Guard?
We need the Coast Guard. Come on now. Yes, we do.
How about that dang army? Let's get rid of that dang army.
Don't say that.
We need the Coast Guard. We need the dang army.
We need them all.
Listen, even whether we get a Space Force or not, other people are getting. I mean, the battle for space sucks.
Yeah.
They think there's all kinds of military vehicles up there already.
Really?
All it's going to take. Well, right now, it's interesting.
The Air Force has a space branch. That's the whole thing.
We monitor space. Right now, we're sort of like the air traffic controllers for space garbage.
Okay.
So there's a lot of garbage up there that the Chinese created because they're the first people to practice blowing up a satellite in space.
All right, and left it up there.
And there's space junk all over the place. So we got to monitor it. And they say that we even tell the Chinese and the Russians, like we call them and warn them, hey, by the way, you know, get out of the way. You have to move one of your satellites or it's going to crash. Like we're right now, supposedly.
Okay.
We're like the mom and dad's of
sweeping
space.
It
like,
up.
Hey, you guys, anyone need any nachos?
Oh, jeez.
Want a pizza?
The Congress will have to have a
Are
big say.
Are you smoking a cigar again over there, Molly?
No.
Okay, I thought you were choking over there again.
No. Right. Congress will have a say in the creation of Space Force and, of course, you know, how we're going to pay for it. So there's that. The man who owns a remote New Mexico property says he called police long before authorities raided a makeshift compound and discovered the body of a missing boy. He said that he warned authorities back in May that the suspect and his son were on his property. Said at that point he had no idea that the three-year-old had been kidnapped. He just thought that he was, you know, with his dad. So this is the this man and four other adults are accused of keeping 11 children at the compound. Prosecutors say they were being used as a terrorist training camp for kids.
This is one of those stories where I keep wanting it to be fake news.
Yeah, it's such a bizarre
story.
Right
out of the gate. I'm like, please tell me that this is exaggerated, not truth, but it seems terrifyingly real.
Yeah, and the shooting range and everything there.
I know, just...
But the press, good morning, it's Friday! All right, what else?
Footwear company Crocs, they're closing the last of their manufacturing plants, but they're insisting not going out of business. The company says that they're closing in an effort to simplify the business.
I think those are some ugly
profits.
Shoes.
Oh, gosh.
Kids love them.
I've never worn a Croc. What am I missing, people? Talk to me.
Yeah, I mean, are they comfortable? I am with
they
you, man.
Be.
I just don't get it. All right, so I was just at a sporting goods store the other day, and I saw them in a hunting section. So while you're buying, you know, instead of buying your hunting boots, you can buy
They must
Crocs.
Be comfortable.
They're water
like
shoes.
They were originally gardening shoes.
Okay.
That people decided to wear everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, man. They look. How do you keep them on your feet, I guess?
They've got the thing on the back, the little strap.
Okay.
And I mean, the kids live in them in summer.
Have them? Do you have some?
I don't have a pair. No.
Does Peter?
No.
Okay.
No. I've never been. I know adults that have worn Crocs. I've never been a Croc wearer.
They almost went out of business. They were shutting doors, man, until they saw the other market, which I think was the sporting and the little kids more so.
Yeah.
So
what are they doing wrong?
I don't
know. People still buy them. People still wear them. What's wrong with them?
I don't understand.
I don't know if they're closing down their plants. So you're like, well, how are you going to manufacture more shoes? But they're like, no, 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 we're not going out of business. It's like, well, I'm trying to understand how if you close your manufacturing facilities.
They probably found somewhere else to do it. Probably cheaper in the end.
They had one in Mexico and one, I think, in Europe. And then it's a Colorado-based company. But they said they didn't explain how they plan to continue making shoes. I'm not kidding when I say that they closed all of their manufacturing facilities. They didn't mention any other opening or moving manufacturing anywhere. So I don't know if they're just sitting on a huge warehouse full of plastic shoes. But
are they plastic or are they rubber?
Rubber, plastic.
They're closing the last of the companies that they... the facilities that they own. They say most Crocs are already made in factories they don't own.
Okay,
right, so that's what
so they're
it
just
that's
getting what I figured. Rid of the ones that they still owned.
All right, so they're outsourcing. Buffalo Wild Wings looking to add sports betting to their locations here in the U.S. You know, ever since the Supreme Court said, let the games begin for gaming.
I've always felt like a BW3 feels like a poor man's sports book.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because many guys there have gambled already illegally with their local bookie.
They do a lot of
that. And they go to B-dubs and watch it all happen.
Fantasy football picks, it seems to be always there. But it's actually not even a... It's a nice, it would be a kind of a nice sports book, actually. Because I've seen some really dumpy sports books, but...
It's just ready to go. All it needs is a board. It just needs the big board to go up with all the scores you can gamble on the odds.
So they want to add it to all their locations. Keep in mind, three states, New Jersey, Delaware, and Louisiana, have legalized sports gambling since the Supreme Court decision back in May. So there, remember, Jersey was the one that opened its first one. The governor made its first bet. And, of course, the casinos in Atlantic City are all upset in Jersey. But
how offended would a casino be? Think about how horrifying this is, the casinos. They're like, really? You're going to gamble at a B-dubs? Have some self-respect.
God, it's just not the same thing if you've been. It really isn't.
See, but I haven't been, so I'm white trash America.
So well, I don't even know. With sports betting, is it just like in a certain area? So would it just be in the bar? I mean, obviously you're not like having dinner with your family and you're like, oh, can I make a bet?
I guess it wouldn't feel any different than drinking at a bar with people that are playing Keno.
Okay. Yeah.
They're nonstop. Remember, they keep coming over with their sheets and their
casino.
They're gambling right in front of you. This is just a better, more expanded version
of
that.
That's it. Yeah.
Turning your ticket into the waitress.
Yeah, just walk up there to the gate. It's like going to it's like the horse track. You guys have been to the like Horseman's Park, you know, when you gamble.
Gotta
exactly
go up to the,
like that.
Don't get closed out at the mutual window.
That's right.
Remember, you gotta hurry up and get your bets in before it closes. And they always say, don't get closed out by the mutual window. And if the person gets the ticket wrong, it's your fault, not theirs.
Yeah.
All those little, they're kind of smart rules.
The rules, very rules.
Just to get the fights out of the question. Right. Check your ticket. Yeah. It's up to you to make sure everything's right.
And then you can ask, every time I go to the casino, the sports book, I'll always ask the guy, hey, got any comps? You know, got any free drinks for a man? And they'll just throw you like four drinks. You're like, yeah, have yourself some fun. God, it's so much fun. I'm going back.
You might just be able to go to BW3.
No.
Just saying, could happen.
That would be sad. We have casinos in the area. I'm sure they're going to open up their deals. Yeah. So we can just do that.
I'm sure that will give us more stuff to do when you go see a concert at the Stir Concert Cove.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, let's go do some gambling.
That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
This is the Big Party Morning Show, Channel 94.1.
Pretty excited for the weekend. There's a lot going on, man. You got that Rib Fest. You've got
Rib Fest started last night. That's down at Tom Hannafin. It's just like what we did Taco Fest last week. Now it's Ribs.
Ribs Fest is so fun.
Bunch of bands. Stir Cove right nearby. I was wondering if you're at Rib Fest, you might be able to hear Boy George.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. But
if you're not being drowned out by your own music, like the Spin Doctors.
Yeah, because they got the Spin Doctors and Tonic and all those guys going on. And it's just going to be, it's almost like a festival over there when you think about it. Festival of Ribs and Culture Club.
So much culture.
So much club. It'll be so much fun. I can't wait. I'm going to that show. I've been waiting to go to the show and didn't know if I was going to, you know, and finally I'm like, you know what? I remember listening to Culture Club religiously when I was growing up. I mean, why wouldn't I go enjoy a little bit? I mean, I don't know. It could be the best show I've ever seen.
Could be.
You know.
Keep in mind, Thompson Twins, too. You forget how many hits they had. And then it's also the B-52s. I mean, you can't lose. That lineup is just...
Why'd you ruin it for me?
I feel like that lineup was picked by the way they danced. Like, Boy George and the guy from the Thompson Twins both danced exactly the same.
They kind of sway, right?
Kind of had their hands out to the side. They kind of had the similar dance.
It's funny.
I didn't even look at the bill. I still didn't realize the B-52s are going to be there.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road, what's the through line?
That's what I think that is going to get Peter to go.
To that? Oh, he's a fan of the B-52s?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
I mean, that's their big hit, but their other sounds, I guess he likes.
Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster.
Roam if you want. I can't believe Peter's a B-52.
I can't see that.
They're never letting him live that down.
Uh-uh. No, I'm not. I don't know if he's a fan, but when I told him the lineup, he was like, it's not a complete waste that the B-52s are there. I was like, really? Okay, whatever gets you motivated, because I'm trying to get it sold out.
I think that they were kind of like a cool indie alternative band.
In the early 80s.
Yes.
Like this.
This stuff. This album. Yeah.
This stuff. That stuff.
That stuff.
No, I'm saying, like, this is more what I'm talking about. Like, I couldn't believe it either. Like, I was like, wait, what? What you learn about somebody that you've been married to.
Now I'm getting pumped. Peter's in the front row. He's got a sweater vest.
Just making it, just going ahead and getting his groove on.
I can see this.
So this whole lineup, while you guys get it now, this weekend at Stir, I believe it's Labor Day weekend, they're going to be in Chicago at an outdoor venue. And I've been trying to get tickets.
Well, go try. Get them, Molly. What are you trying for? Are they selling out?
No, they're sold out. I mean, it's sold. Yes. Sold out. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
No.
That lineup is insane.
That is just...
It's such a good lineup.
Oh, wow. I'm going to get there late. I'm not going to... I don't want to catch these guys.
I think you're missing out. I think you're underestimating how truly gifted B-52s are. Now, I can understand Thompson Twins being like, I mean,
I've seen them.
But I'm all excited for Thompson Twins. They'll hold me now and all that stuff. John Hughes throwbacky stuff. I am all about it.
I'm sure you can work some of your magic in this building to get yourself some tickets for Peter, since he's such a big fan of the B-52s, fellas.
Peter's the one that's on ticket duty. That's probably why it hasn't happened.
Help him out, please.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
Well, last night, Jimmy Kimmel had Kanye West on his late show. And it was interesting. You know, Kanye was pretty subdued, but he was in a good mood and he was willing to answer questions and play along. So that always helps. One of the big things that they talked about, obviously, they tackled the idea that, you know, what he said about
Trump.
And he's like, you know what? I said from the beginning, I like Trump. And all my people are like, you can't say that. And he's like, don't tell me you can't bully me. And it's true. I mean, if there's a guy that you cannot bully, I would imagine that Kanye West is the guy that you would probably push into the other side of the conversation if you were trying to, you know, to make that work. But the other thing was he talked about the fact that he watches Pornhub and he was pretty open about it.
Who doesn't?
I don't know. I didn't. I mean, I guess I didn't even realize that Pornhub's
like free porn, I think, isn't
right.
it? I think that's what it is. I mean,
and
he pays
so
for it.
Kimmel's like, oh, well, what's your genre? And Kanye answered. He's like, I didn't really think that you would answer. Okay, I mean, you don't really have to answer that. He's like, why? I mean, I'm not embarrassed. So he was talking about how he mostly likes black on white porn, apparently, which is, you know. And so it was a pretty open conversation. But then also Jimmy Kimmel did another one of those mean tweets. It was the hip hop version, and he had Lil Wayne and T-Pain and DJ Khaled all reading the mean tweets.
So we should share that on Facebook so people can take to listen to it.
Yeah, it's funny the stuff that they've got, you know, them reading. Other late night, James Corden reveals his dream carpool karaoke guest list. Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Paul Simon, Bruce Springsteen, these are all the big artists that he would love to get in the car with him singing along.
You know, Paul Simon, Bruce Springsteen, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Kendrick Lamar, Nicki Minaj. You know, there's so many.
There's so many. Well, who is he really talking to?
I don't even know.
It's like an interview. There's so many. He's just talking to himself in a mirror.
Tonight on James Corden, the people he would like to talk to.
I know. It's like,
geez. Guess he's just putting it out there. Speaking of Nicki Minaj, she's got her new album dropping at noon today. Queen. So this is the deal. She confirmed that the release during...
Go ahead.
Oh, she confirmed the release because it was kind of like everybody was wondering. She was finishing up the album just 3 hours before going on air yesterday and saying, it's coming out tomorrow. So you're like, all right, let's do this. New Nicki Minaj. And when it comes to the Big Bang Theory, we almost had Macaulay Culkin in on the show. He was asked, he turned down the offer to be on the hit CBS series three times. Three times. He says he has no regrets, even if the show would have made him ridiculously rich. He said, I'd be bashing my head against the wall.
He was going to be, what, the Jim Parsons character of Sheldon?
I think so.
I mean, think how what a big moment that is for Jim Parsons. You remember who won?
Yeah.
They didn't actually go and...
They pursued me for the Big Bang Theory. And I said, no, because it was kind of like the way the pitch was kind of just like, all right, these two, like, astrophysicist nerds, and then... A pretty girl lives with them. Yoinks! That was the pitch. And it was like, yeah. And they're like, oh, we're gonna get some real like physicists to like, you know, do the math. And I said, I'm cool. Like, thanks. Yeah. And then they came back at me again, and I said, no. Like, I'm like, again, flattered, but like, no. And then like, then they came back at me again, and like even my manager was like twisting my arm. And
like, come on, I want the piece of this, Macaulay.
Listen, I'd have hundreds of millions of dollars right now if I did that gig. At the same time, I'd be bashing my head against the wall.
Oh, that's funny.
That is funny that he says that. Yeah. I'd be bashing my head against the wall.
I'm sure the actors are like,
I like that guy. So
it's been interesting watching his brother Kieran on that HBO series Obsession. He's one of my favorite characters.
Succession.
Thank you. Because he's one of my favorite characters on that, on account of the fact that he's just such a detestable cockroach of a human being.
So you wonder what would have happened with that show. You know, Big Bang would have made it if it was Macaulay.
Yeah, would it have been? Because it's in its 12th season. It is a huge boon for CBS. They've won so many. Jim Parsons has won tons of awards. They've gotten so many Emmys for that show. I wonder, would it have been the same? Would he have been good?
I don't know.
Or would everybody have just been like, no, that's the Home Alone kid. That will haunt him forever.
Yeah, it will. You know, and I like Macaulay Culkin. I just, whatever's happened to him. Didn't he dated Ashton Kutcher's, who's his wife?
Mila Kunis, remember? And she recently did an interview where she's like, we broke up because of me. I was a jerk.
Yeah.
I mean, she takes ownership and says like, yeah, I wasn't the best girlfriend, which is just sort of interesting. I mean, and then you see him and you're like, wow, you see pictures and it's like this lost period of history. We're like, oh, wow, I guess that happened. Those two were dating. So weird. New in theaters this weekend, the big one that they're all pushing for, The Meg. Deep sea submarine comes into contact with a massive creature.
Giant great white shark.
Is it a great white shark or what is it? Because they're like, it's a
dinosaur shark. It's a huge great white.
Yeah.
So it's like a bad ripoff of Jaws. It looks like something that you would see on the Sci-Fi Channel.
I like how he bites the glass.
It's got that Ruby Rose in it. And word came out this week that Ruby Rose is going to be taking on the role of Batwoman. And she will be like the first openly gay, like, you know, established lesbian superhero character.
One of the sexiest women in Hollywood, man. She's beautiful. All tatted up.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Jason Statham.
Yes.
Chasing sharks.
And
Black
Klansman, the new Spike Lee movie.
That movie looks fantastic. It's getting tons of great reviews and, you know, all the stars and everything like that. So that is definitely something to watch.
And if there's something that seems familiar about the lead, John David Washington, that's because he's Denzel Washington's son. Oh. And they are seriously doppelgangers. Like, you look at it and you, like, listen to his voice. And it is definitely a younger Denzel. And
so
then
it's
Slender
Man. It's a true story of, yeah, of a black cop that was able to kind of almost troll. Or he was FBI. David Duke, the grand, when he was the grand wizard of the KKK. So he used to call him on the phone. You know, and he's a black guy, and he'd do like a redneck voice, like, "What's up? You know, what are you guys doing?"
This.
And trying to line up where they were doing cross burnings.
Okay.
Wow.
Like as an internal. And then so he had to go get, who's the actor who played Kylo Ren?
It's Adam Driver.
Adam Driver plays the real life white cop where he's like, "Okay, now you have to show up in person and be me." And be me.
Oh, whoa.
But like, okay, you know, I don't know if that guy was as creative as the other guy. Just like, play along with what I did. You're the face.
Okay, yeah.
But this guy clowned David Duke for a while.
True story, too.
Like, and they it's became got Topher buddies. Grace. I'm so excited. Where the heck has Topher Grace been? But Topher Grace is also in this Black Klansman movie. So that's in theaters this weekend if you're looking for something serious, besides The Meg, of course, which is obviously super serious. That's your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
This is a Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, man.
Get up and crank it up.
You guys ready for this?
Wake up!
Channel 94.1.